சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 10 வெர்ஸ் 27. உச்சைஸ்ரவசமஸ்வானாம் வித்தி மாம் அம்ருதோத்பவம் ஐராவதம் கஜேந்திராணாம் நராணாம் ச நராதிபம். In this world, we see many objects. They are all come under products. Products are made out of a cause, that is karanam, just as the gold is the karanam for its ornaments called products. All ornaments are products, gold is the cause. Similarly, all earthenwares are the products, clay is the cause. Similarly, all furniture called products, its cause is known as wood. Like that, every product has got its own cause. By this, what we understand, cause is that which pervades in its products. Karanam or cause is that which pervades in its products. Other way you can say, products are that which are non-separate from its cause. Products are that which are non-separate from their cause. This is our basic understanding. Apply the same law, the entire universe is the product of the Lord. Lord is the cause. The entire universe, all objects, whatever we are seeing, moving and non-moving, animate, inanimate, sentient, insentient, all of them are born from one Ishvara, the Paramatma, Mula Karanam. All these we are seeing, they are all products. What is the second law? Since products are born out of their cause, they are not different from their cause. The whole universe is born out of Ishvara products. These are all, they cannot be non-separate from Ishvara. The entire universe is a product. ஜகத் இஸ் எ ப்ராடக்ட். காரியம் காரிய பிரபஞ்சஸ்ய காரணம் கிம்? ஈஸ்வரா காரணம். ஸோ காரிய பிரபஞ்சாதி ப்ராடக்ட் கெனாட் பி செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் ஈஸ்வரா. காரியம் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் காரணம் அலோன், ஈஸ்வரா அலோன் அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் த ஜகத். ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ் ஆர் வாட்? கோல்ட் அலோன் அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ். Earthenwares are what? Clay alone appearing as earthenwares. Furniture is what? Wood alone is appearing as furniture in a different form. Similarly, the entire world, product world, is nothing but Ishvara. Therefore, world can be called as Karyam or Vikara. Another name is for product is Vikaraha. Chain is vikaram of that gold. Vikara means what? Modification, changing. The changing form of gold is chain. That which has changed into chain. Gold is that which has changed into chain. Bangle is that which has changed, that gold which has changed into bangle. Vikaraha. Wood has changed into furniture, vikaraha. Like that, every product you take, whole world is also a vikaraha. Karyam is equal to vikaraha. Vikara means matram, changing. Vikaraha. Or another word is called bhutihi. Another name is for karyam or product. Bhutihi. Bhuti means all karyams in artham. All products. Among all products, there are some extraordinary products. All products are karyam. There are certain extraordinary bhutis called vishesha bhuti, is called vibhuti. Vishesha. And extraordinary. Extraordinary bhutis, karyams or products are called vibhuti. So, Arjuna, the entire universe is my product only. All are ordinary products, but among them there are some extraordinary products. So, in this 10th chapter is talking about extraordinary products. All are extraordinary products. Therefore, vishesha bhutihi vibhutihi, Lord Krishna calls. Why Lord Krishna is talking about vishesha bhuti or vibhuti, extraordinary, for meditation, as a symbol. For meditation purpose only Arjuna asked. So as a symbol, Arjuna, you know certain extraordinary symbols. Symbol is not God. Symbol is not God. But symbol represents God. Clear? Every product is Bhagavan's nature only. Every ornament is different from gold? No. Every ornament is gold only, but there are extraordinary ornaments. Some ornaments are simple, small, small ornaments. Some of them are extraordinary, like that. Na Balaji Kiridam, Vajra Kiridam is extraordinary. You cannot find Balaji Vajra Kiridam crores of rupees. You cannot find anywhere, it is extraordinary. That is also gold only. Like that, whole vibhuti is like a vajragiritam. Extraordinary symbols for meditation purpose. Like political parties, they have no retta alai. The party is not retta alai. The retta alai, the two leaves, represents the party. You know, and the Surya represents the party, not that itself is a party. Symbol is not the party, political party. Kamalam, Hastam, all these are not parties. There are only symbols of the party. Once you see the symbol, you remember the party. Okay, we don't know next symbols, how many are going to come. We are all confused now in politics. 8 parties together, one group they are going to become. Now people are all, how much big it comes list, very, very difficult. Like that, all symbols, what I want to say, okay, forget about elections. What I want to say, symbols represents its original. What is original here? Vibhuti of the Lord is a symbol. It represents what? Bhagavan. You meditate upon this symbol as that Lord. Symbol is finite, but that symbol has to be taken as infinite God. This is called vibhuti. Generally, people think vibhuti yoga means what is there? Airavatam, Gajendranam, Kapilanam, Siddhanam, Kapilo Muni. We think like that. But there is, if you think in deep, there is a meaning. Without symbols, you cannot put vote. Okay? You cannot put vote. Your vote is valid when you put on the correct symbol. That too, that line, this line, it goes up and down. Your vote is invalid. Similarly, when you meditate upon a symbol, people think, why so many symbols, so many forms? We never look upon those symbols as God. They are representatives of God. Therefore, we meditate upon a particular extraordinary form for our concentration, for our chitta shuddhi, for our upliftment. Arjuna, you listen, my vibhutis, I am continuing from 20th shloka. So last week we were doing churning. So devatas and asuras are standing that side and this side. 1 week a churn paninde iruka. Enna varadu paakalam ippo. So he is telling, Uchai shravasa ashwana. So when they are churning the ocean, it's a very beautiful story. Whether it happened or not is not the question here. That is most symbolic in the philosophical sense and from worldly angle also. What are all values we have to learn? I said in the last class, I will tell you today. So I am going to tell you what are all coming. Before going to that detail, the whole sloka comes in Mangalashtakam. 8th sloka, Lakshmi Kaustubha Parijataka Sura Dhanvantari Chandrama Gavah Kamadugha Sureshwara Gajaha Rambhadi Devanganaha Ashvasaptas Mukhasudha Haridhanuhu Shankhoshi Visham Chambhudhehe Ratnaniti Chaturdasha Pratidinam Kurvantu No Mangalam. So Samudra Madhanam time, what are all came expressed in this 8th shloka of Mangalashtakam, the last shloka in our Stotramala. So all Lord Krishna is not mentioning, some of them Lord Krishna is mentioning. All if you want to go to Mangalashtakam, okay. In that Mangalashtakam everything is given, whatever come out of that Samudra Madhana, the Amrita Samudram, whatever come, not Amrita, Chira Samudram, Palakkadal. Palakkadal, chumma varadu, churn pannada varum. Okay, when you churn only you get it. So, Ashwam, first horse. Horse came out of this Chira Samudram when they were churning. Asuras and Devatas, when they were churning, Ashvaha came. Ashvanam, I am Uchaishravasam. Mam Vidhi. Uchaishravasam means whose name and fame reaches far distant places. Uchaihi means whose name and fame reaches to far distant places, called Uchaishravasam. Here Ashva, the horse, is compared to a horse power. Generally they say our power is compared, any vehicle power is compared to a horse, not anything. So that horse has got such a power, therefore they take it as Uchaishravasam. Among many horses, I am the Uchaishravasam. This is one, came out of the Samudra. Then the second one, Airavatam Amrutodbhavam, which emerged. Amrutodbhavam means which emerged during the churning of Milky Ocean. What came second one? Airavatam. Airavatam means the elephant, white tusked elephant. It a white elephant with 4 tusks. They say Indra took that elephant when it came. Therefore, Indra needed a vahanam, Airavatam. Why it is called Airavatam? Iravatyaha apatyam puman Airavatam. This Airavata Gajendra's name, his mother's name is Ira. Ira is the mother's name. Ira means water. Ira means water. One who has that. Samudra jatam, Kshira samudra jatam. Where from? The only water, no. Kshira Samudra means don't take full Kshiram. there is water also. From that, this came, elephant came, therefore Gajendranam Airavatam, second one. Then these only two are given. Other things we can see, and the importance or significance of this story. Now I will tell you. Ashwa, Gaja, only two are taken. What are the rest? Care of Mangalashtakam. Okay. All Ratnani, Apsaras, Lakshmi, and Kamadhenu, that is going to come in the next sloka. All came out. Of course, Visham also came. Poison also came. What this story tells us, three important values we have to learn. Number one is self-confidence. We require self-confidence once we want to take up something to start. Any endeavor, any achievement what we want to accomplish, we take up something, I want to fulfill this. You require a confidence, self-confidence. I can finish this. I can do this. First itself, once we see some work, anything, my God, how can I do this? I can't do. And our work also, pending work, when I'm going to do this work, when I'm going to do this work, we go on thinking, if you start, very easily you can finish. But what is our problem now? We don't have confidence. When you open the, Swamiji gives an example. When generally people open the book, they see the last page, how many pages are there? If it is 555 pages, Brahma Sutra, suppose. Naan poi, Brahma Sutram poi, enna padikkaradhu ippo? Adella 555 sutras. Panchadashi book big. So therefore I am not attending Panchadashi Brahma Sutra classes. Bhagavad Gita means a small book, fast we can finish, enough for this life. What? Bhagavad Gita. People are afraid of attending Panchadashi Brahma Sutra because they are big. They are very big. When we are going to finish, already we are 65. Or 70, when I am going to study, better not to start. The confidence is not there. Why we look at the back side of the page, how many sutras are there? That to introduction itself, I say, this text goes for many years. 8 years, students, half of them won't come. First class, they will come. You see, my first class Brahma Sutra, how many students, 75 students came. I want to tell you. 75 students came first time Brahma Sutra class. Now how many are coming, 35 or 45? Minimum 35, between 45. What happened to other 30 people? Lack of confidence. Lack of confidence. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, when I was starting here, how many people? 65, nearly above 60 people. Now 30 varade periya kashtam ippo. About 60-70 people, what happened? Second chapter ke 50 varu number. Then third, fourth, fifth, when it comes to 10th chapter, you see ella kaali kaaliya irukum. What it means? No confidence. People don't have confidence. Arambha suratvam, they call it. When they start, they are suraha. They start with full of enthusiasm. After a few days, bus is not coming in time. I am not able to go in time. That too, that Bhagavad Gita Swamini is going very high. I am not able to understand. They find out so many reasons to stop the class. Eppadiyaga the class stop pannanum. Idukella enna solluvan theriyumo? No confidence an artham. Bhagavad Gita, one study, one reading, one listening is not sufficient. Upanishad also, one listening is not sufficient. And you have to listen two times, three times, then you understand. I am learning, really speaking. I am teaching Bhagavad Gita. I am teaching. I have studied many times Bhagavad Gita. Under my own Swamiji, I have studied. And I am teaching fifth time or sixth time I am teaching. Still, I find new ideas which are coming out from Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, I am learning. That much depth is there. Really, I'm enjoying this 10th chapter more and more than first time. I myself enjoying. Like that, we require confidence first. People, 99% of people don't have confidence. Now you see, when they are churning the ocean, milky ocean, how much confidence required? What if you churn that milky ocean, you get amritama? They have to trust and they must have confidence. Let us see, amrita comes, wait and see, start first. That is called confidence. Next point, what we have to remember is, when obstacles comes, we should not lose our interest. Some people have confidence, they start. But when obstacles comes, you know, one cause or other, simple causes, simple obstacles also, they lose their heart. They lose their interest when obstacles comes. You have to keep the same enthusiasm, same interest, even when obstacles comes, when you are trying to achieve something, when you have taken up something, you have to continue, even obstacles comes, hurdle. You know hurdle game? You have to jump the hurdles. Then only you reach the goal, you get the gold cup. And the madri, anything when you start, obstacles are bound to come, inevitable. Like that in Samudra Madhana time also, they got lot of obstacles. Lot of obstacles are coming, enchanting all objects are coming from that ocean, and Visha also has come, but they didn't stop until they get Amritam. So obstacles, many people first discourage us. When we start, what is the first obstacle, you know? When you sing, suppose, unna koral nallave illa, your voice is not good, don't sing, and they say, you feel, my voice is not good. Who said your voice is so sweet? I say. There are people, hundreds of people to discourage you, including your husband or your wife also. Okay, this side I am showing, that side also I am showing. Our own family members discourage us. In the vaisla poi niye Bhagavad Gita kashtapatti vilindi ponuma class ki veyilla ani solluva. If you are young, if you are coming to the class in the vaisla up. If you are old, they say, why you are going at this age to the Bhagavad Gita class? When you are at 70, you are not able to walk yourself, why you are going to the class at the 70? When you are at 40, 30, suppose you are going to the class also, why you are going at this age? Bhagavad Gita, you are very young. Why you are going? When to go? When you are old also, people say the same thing. When you are young also, people say the same thing. When you have to study Bhagavad Gita, ask them. Just like that, the people make their comments. You have so much work. After finishing everything, you can go. Let your children settle, you can go to that. And when you are becoming fit for nothing, you can go to Bhagavad Gita class. When your children are young, when they are going to school, when they are, you know, in-laws are there, when they are old, when you have to take care of them, how can you go to Bhagavad Gita class? Like this, they ask. What do you say? They ask, like they command. Asking enna paravala. They command. What to do? Like this, people, they talk and they disappoint. Maximum time we are disappointed by other person's statements. See, Bhagavad Gita and all, you should not study. It is not for us, grihasthas, they say. Immediately you close the book. Over. Or Bhagavad Gita is not at all good. You cannot understand it. It is very difficult. It is only for sannyasis or somebody else, not for us. What to do? Like that, something or other, people just make comments. You give value to those comments because you don't have your own buddhi, thinking power. Then we give value to those other statements. What will happen? We are only the losers. So never give importance to those obstacles. Even obstacles comes, you have to withstand. Hold your own willpower. That is very important. Called perseverance. Lot of perseverance, tolerance. And the kashtam varumbodha, we have thangikanam. Illai, I want to study. I want to complete my shastra study completely prasthanatrayam. Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, Brahma Sutra, I want to complete. Complete matra illai. I want to understand. Until I get assimilation, I want to go to my class. And the perseverance. Nothing can come and disturb me. Hundreds of things may come. People may come and talk. Incidents may come and disturb me. Events may occur. Many things in my way of studying, I don't disturb by them. Not bothering. I don't say I am not bothered, but I am not disturbed by them. I am not losing any interest on my pursuit. That is called perseverance. Therefore, Bhartrihari says a beautiful sloka, Prarabhyate na khalu vigna bhayena nichaihi. That sloka tells, Prarabhyate na khalu vigna bhayena nichaihi. The nichaihi means what? Very mean-minded people, weak-minded people. Nichaihi means here weak-minded people. They never start anything. Prarabhyate na vigna bhayena, because obstacles will come. Why I have to start? They are afraid of obstacles, therefore they will never take up any thing in their life. Any work or anything in their life they won't take up because they are afraid of obstacles. Then second type of people, prarabhya vigna vihataha viramanti madhyaha. Some people are very interested and they start. Prarabhyate. They have interest, they start. But vigna vihataha, they are obstructed by some obstacles or other. Vigna vihataha, viramanti madhyaha. I have seen in my 18 years of experience how many students have stopped. How many are continuing is very less. How many have stopped, I can say many number. What are they? No. In the second cadre. They start, but they don't continue. Prarabhya vigna vihataha. If, no, that vignam has come, therefore I have stopped. My interest has gone. I lost my interest. Like that they say. Vigna vihataha viramanti madhyaha. Madhyaha, mediocre people. Then, vignaha vignaihi muhurmuhu pratihanyamanaha. Even the uttama, it means first level of people, they are very strong. Even again and again obstacle comes. Muhurmuhu punah punaha vignaihi pratihanyamanaha. They are attacked by obstacles, one or the other. Either their own physical health or family members' problem or financial problem or their own buddhi, interest also means their own intellect is not that much agile to grasp. They never leave it. Why I am not understanding? Let me try to understand. Like that they say, Namaka, Brahma Sutrama, enna puriyum. They won't leave it. Enakku puriyadhu, aanalum purinjikkaradhukku try pandren. அப்படி இருக்கணுமே தவிர பிரம்மசூத்திர கிளாஸ் நான் சொன்னேன் இல்லையோ கதை, எனக்கு ரொம்ப சிரிப்பே வரும். சம்டைம்ஸ் ஐ ஃபீல் வெதர் கேன் ஐ கம்ப்ளீட் திஸ் டெக்ஸ்ட் ஆர் நாட். என்ன ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் இருந்தால் தானே சொல்ல முடியும். ஏதோ கோயிங் ஆன், ஐ டு நாட் நோ, காட் ஓன்லி நோஸ். கீதா பாஷ்யம் அண்ட் பிரம்மசூத்ரா, இட் டேக்ஸ் மினிமம் டிக்கேட், ஒன் டிக்கேட். ஸோ ஹவு மெனி பீப்புள் கம் அன்னது, ஐ ஹவ் லெஃப்ட் டு பகவான். It's not so easy. You require tremendous physical strength, mental strength, and that desire to learn, desire to get knowledge. So, na viramanti. Na viramanti. Who vignaihi pratihanyamanaha api na viramanti. Who prarabhya uttama gunaha. Uttama gunaha. Those who are having No? That Uttama Gunasana. High virtues, those who are having. Na Parityajanti. Prarabhya Uttama Gunaha Na Parityajanti. Uttama Gunaha, those people who are having all virtues, courage, confidence, cheerful mind, always cheerful, they never stop anything. They go ahead. Care of Bhartruhari. You want to see the book, you can see. Otherwise, I'll write in the next class in the board. And that, ella Swamini homework panni kudukare. Okay. The same sloka comes, the same type of sloka. When they are churning the ocean, water all came, how they stood, withstood with that, without leaving that churning the ocean until they get to Amritam. That sloka also beautiful. Ratnaihi mahabdehe. So many ratnams are coming from the ocean when they are churning. You know, when you go to the down below that, sir, in submarine you have to go. Okay. Lot of monies are available. Ratna, pavada, marakata, monies, diamonds are all available there. When they are churning, because of that heat, all monies are coming out. Ratnani mahabdehe. They are coming out. Tutushurna devaha. Devas were not happy of those ratnams. But Rakshasas were seeing happily. Yeah, nice, nice ratnams are coming. Everyone taking in their pocket. And ratnas are coming. But devatas were not showing any interest towards ratnams. Ratnamavadu, gitnamavadu. I don't bother. So never attracted to the intermediary benefits that it shows. What we have to learn a lesson. Don't go to ocean for ratnams and all. Even ratnams, monies, diamonds, pearls, anything is coming means even some benefits you are getting at the time of your work, what you are doing to achieve in between, you get some benefits. Like these ratnams. You should not be satisfied with them. What is my higher goal? What is my last goal? Until I reach that, let them be there. I don't bother much about them. அப்படி இருக்கணும் நமக்கு. இது போதும் எனக்கு, இதே போதும் எனக்கு, பகவத்கீதை போதும். அந்த மாதிரி சில பேர் அப்படியே இருப்பான். ஏன்னா பஞ்சதசி நமக்கு என்ன புரியும்? அண்ட் தே தெம்செல்வ் கன்சிடர் வாட் டு டூ. Whatever my guru is talking, that speech they are giving, for whose sake they are giving? For the students' sake only they are giving that education, spiritual knowledge I have to get. Whatever I can understand, let me try to understand. அப்படி இருக்கணும் இல்லையோ. இப்போ நெக்ஸ்ட் மந்த் சொல்லணும், ஏப்ரல் வரும்போதே தெரியும் அந்த வெயில் வரும்போதே கிளாஸுக்கு வரணுமா வேண்டாமா. சுவாமினி மார்ச் மந்த் மாத்திரம்தான் நான் வர முடியும், டவுட்டு. ஏன்னா அந்த அளவுக்கு நம்ம ஃபிசிக்கல் பாடி, அந்த மைண்ட் அதுக்குள்ளே. இப்போ மைண்ட் இஸ் ஸோ ஸ்ட்ராங், பாடி கேன் கோஆப்ரேட். இஃப் மைண்ட் இஸ் வீக், பாடி கேனாட் கோஆப்ரேட். ஜஸ்ட் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஐ எம் டெல்லிங். யூ கேன் டேக் எனி எக்ஸாம்பிள், எனி திங். ஸோ ரத்னைஹி மகாப்தேஹே துதுஷுர்ண தேவாஹா ந பேதிரே பீம விஷேண பீதிம். நோ லாட் ஆஃப் பாய்சன் கம்மிங் வென் தேர் சேர்னிங் டு தட் ப்ரெஷர். The poison, visham is coming out. Na bhedire, they are not afraid of bhitim vishena. They are not bhima. No? What? Bhedire bhima vishena, not ordinary poison. Bhima vishena means it is very, very dangerous. Even if you, the Bihar gas, when that plant, some problem came, no? Many people died. Like that, when they are churning, lot of poison is coming, visha. Even that kath, if you take inside out, apadiye thoonga vendida. Appadi alavukku that poison problem, vishena bheetim, na bhedire, they are not afraid of. Next, sudha vina na prayur viriramam. Sudham vina, without getting amritam, na prayur viramam, they did not turn back. Until they get Amritam, they continued their churning. They didn't show their back when poison came. They went and asked, "Hey Shiva, please come and take Visham. You have to swallow, otherwise the entire universe, all pranis will die. Please," they requested. After that, again they started churning. They have never stopped. What it shows, in our life also, when we are doing something, we also face lot of problems. Children ki inda kadha ella sollana. You ask Samudra Madhananna, what they know? They do drama also, dramas, dance drama. Why they are showing all this? What moral we learn, value we learn. Not only children, elders also. That's why I am talking the story. Edhika in the story namak? Namella high Vedanta students, you know. Why we have to read about this story? Why we have to know? Still we have that. Even in Vedanta pursuit also, we have weak mind, confidence illa, shakti illa, not trying to face the problems, the obstacles. This is perseverance is the second point we have to know. First one is what? Confidence. Start with confidence, whatever you want to achieve in your life. Then second one is, don't stop when obstacles comes. Perseverance. Go ahead, face that. Whatever problem comes, I will not stop, I will go ahead. Third is, not being satisfied with the lower estimation. May you have higher estimation all the time. May you have the higher goal. Never be happy with lesser goals. Always have higher aspirations, higher goals. I want to achieve that. People are there. You are useless. You can't go there. You cannot achieve that. You cannot. Maybe I am not fit enough. I'll try my best. I'll try. That's what that squirrel did when they are constructing a setu. Squirrel took a lot of sand. How he took, you know that story. Till today we remember that story. That also another nice story. You have to be like a part of some good action. You have to be in that. Whatever you know, you do that. Whatever physical level, mental level, intellectual level, you are fit enough, you be as a part of in that holy action, dharmic action. Everyone need not do the same thing, isn't it? Everyone need not do the same thing. One person, one caliber, one capacity, one talent. I can give my talent. If I am not there also, no problem. Therefore, everyone. That is why that squirrel also included in that Setu Bandhana. Vandanamo Raghuvandana Setu Bandhana. And the Setu Bandhana, and the squirrel, it got a Rama's blessings. Similarly, every one of us, when we are doing, this is a superior action, this is inferior action, we should not think. What is allotted to me, given by this, my mother or father or guru or anyone, it is given by the Lord. It is order of Ishvara. I should not think this is inferior action, this is superior action. If I think, I am a low thinking person. If I am taking any action, I convert into a divine action. It is called, you are Uttamaha. That is very important. So this is, never be satisfied with lesser goals. Have aspiration for higher goals. Until, what is the higher goal here? Amritam. Until they get Amritam, they should not stop. They didn't stop. That is the thing we have to understand here. These are the values. Confidence, perseverance, and higher aspirations. We have to know. There is one pandit, he wrote a funny shloka. So your dress is also very important. Whenever, wherever you are going, don't take, enna dress potta enna illa. By seeing your dress itself, you they will give importance. Or a joke sloka, he says, when they are churning the ocean, Lakshmi came, Samudra Raja gave that Lakshmi to Vishnu. When Visha came, the Visha was given to Lord Shiva. Why, you know? Because Vishnu is wearing Pitambaram, Shiva is wearing Charmambaram, and serpents all over in the body and applying ash. Who will give Lakshmi to him? Therefore, Samudra Raja, Lakshmi Kshira Samudra Raja Tanayam, Tarimulyo, and Lakshmi was given to Mahavishnu. That Pandita says, Kim Vasasa Neti Vicharaniyam. Enna dress potta enna ane appadi think pannadungo ani solraru. Kim Vasasa Neti Vicharaniyam. Appadi vicharan panna koodadu. You should not think what is there. Any dress is okay, simple dress is okay, no dress is also okay. No dress illa, simple dress means it's you should not go to a marriage function with a cotton saree. No, ordinary cotton saree ponna eppadi enna appadi pokkunad. Kim vasasa neeti vicharaniyam vasah pradhanam. Vasah means vastram. Vasa pradhanam khalu yogyatayah. Your yogyata, you are qualified, your status is estimated by your dress only, no? You are kekkarar indha pandit namak solli kudukkarar. Okay, vasaha pradhanam khalu, vasam pradhanam khalu yogyatayah. Your yogyata, your status is estimated by the vasaha vastram. Why I am telling this? Because I know that in what happened Samudra Madhana time, Pitambaram viksha dadhau swakanyam. By seeing that Pitambaram, Pitambaram viksha, Samudra Raja has come out with Lakshmi. இந்த பொண்ணுன்னு யாருக்கு கொடுக்கணுமோன்னு பார்த்துன்னு இருக்காரா? இந்த பக்கமேமோ சிவன் இருப்பார், இந்த பக்கமே விஷ்ணு இருப்பார். இந்த சிவன் பார்த்தா ஒன்றுமே இல்லையே அவனுக்கு, பாவம். ஒரே ஒரு பாத்திரம் பிக்ஷாட்டனை பண்ணிட்டு இருக்காரு. ஒன்று இவனுக்கு போய் பொண்ணுன்னு எப்படி கொடுக்கறது அப்படின்னு பார்த்தாரு. எவ்வளவு மாமனார் அப்படி தானே பார்ப்பான். எவ்ரி ஃபாதரின்லாம் லுக்ஸ் லைக் தேட். ஓன்லி எ பாய் மஸ்ட் ஹாவ் நோ குட் எஜுகேஷன், சேலரி, எவ்ரி திங். தே சி Similarly, Pitambaram Viksha Dadhau Swakanyam. He gave his daughter. Dadhau Swakanyam. Charmambaram Viksha Visham Samudraha. Charmambaram Shivan Pathati. அவனுக்கு வந்து இந்த சமுத்திரம் என்ன பண்ணிட்டார, நீ விஷம் எடுத்துக்கோன்னு சொன்னாரா? அந்த மாதிரி லைஃப்பில் கூட நல்ல அழகாக ட்ரெஸ் பண்ணிக்கணும்னு. ஒருத்தன் ஒன் பர்சன் வெண்ட் லைக் தேட் ஓன்லி ஃபார் மேரேஜ் ரிசப்ஷன். It's a big function. Marriage reception is going on. He went it with an ordinary dress. They didn't allow inside. They didn't allow inside. By seeing his dress, dirty dress. Then what he did, he went and he hired one dress. Nalla oru dress, pattu peethamaram madri. He hired one dress and put it, alla turban, girban, alla put it. He went, same person. And immediately they salute that person entrance. They allowed him. Then he went inside. After going inside, and he sat near the dining table. What he did, he started giving laddu, gulab jam, everything to his dress. Saapidu, nalla saapidu, nalla saapidu nu kudukrana. He is giving the food to his dress. Everybody is looking at him. What this mad person is mad, why is doing like this? And somebody came and asked, why you are doing like this? You eat, why you are feeding your dress? You are trying to feed your dress. And because after seeing this dress only, they allowed me inside. Therefore, first I have to feed the dress, then only I'll take. Joke, okay. Don't compare that story and this story. Okay. Dress is very, very important. So we need and the context sambandhama dress pannittu ponom. Okay, temple ku povum bodhu jeans pant cut panninu potittu pokudadu illaya, half pant potittu temple ku poi pradarshanam pandran, ippo fashion of the day. So temple ku povum bodhu what dress you have to wear, மேரேஜுக்கு போகும்போது வாட் ட்ரெஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு வேர், தேர் ஆர் ஆல் வெரி நைஸ் அரேஞ்ச்மெண்ட்ஸ் தே ஹவ் டன் இன் அவர் கல்ச்சர். வேஷா பாஷா பூஷா வேஷபூஷா ஓகே பாஷா டோன்ட் டாக் டூ மச் நெசரலி. ஸோ ஓகே லக்ஷ்மி, தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் வெரி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் ஸ்டோரிஸ் எவ்ரிவேர் வி கேன் லேர்ன் ஃபார் எவ்ரி திங். See, if you are having a learning mind all the time, you can learn from everything. If you have a mind to learn all the time, from every point, every moment, from every event, every experience, you can learn. If you don't have a learning mind at all, what? All the life chappan irukum. No charm at all in that life. Some people like that only. They never have a learning interest. Something or other you have to learn. Appadi nee solli ellame kattukakoodadhu. What I have to learn, which is useful, long-term benefit must have. So you should not attract it to everything. Then you will lose the very important things. Appadi sonna kashtam, ippadi sonna kashtam. You have to judge properly. Okay, next one. Naranam naradhipam. Appa samudra madhaname took 50 minutes. Finally they got, because rakshasas were attracted to Mohini, ratnams, so many things they were attracted. Bhagavan also understood. Really these asuras are interested in amrutam. What do you mean by amrutam? Immortality. Immortality means what? Moksha, jnanam. Are these rakshasas are really interested in moksha? Really they are deserve to get amrutam? Bhagavan was thinking. That's why he came in the form of Mohini. What happened? You know that story. Rakshasas were attracted to Mohini. So they are not deserved for moksha. Therefore this amrutam should not be given to rakshasas. That's why Bhagavan gave amrutam to whom? Only to devatas. Bhagavan is not partial. Since still you have that reveling in sense pleasures, you are not fit for reveling illegitimate, immoderate sense pleasures. You are materialistic. Such a person is not fit for amrutam. Therefore, for devatas only I preserve amrutam. The Mohini also very important. Like the Mohini Attam ani pannuva. Mohini Attam theriyuma? Very, very famous. Very interesting, that story. Naranam means among human beings, manushyanam. Idivarku up to all heavenly. Uccheshravasam, Airavatam, Lakshmi, Ratnani, all these are heavenly things. Then comes human level, Naranam, among human beings, I am the Naradhipam, I am the Raja. Naranam Adhipam means I am the king. King is also considered as the Lord. King is also the ruler and Lord, both are doing the same job. Because Bhagavan is also protecting the people, king is also protecting the people. Therefore, both are doing the same job. Therefore, we respect the king as good as Bhagavan, as equal to Bhagavan. In many countries, they respect the king. In Japan and many other countries, they respect the king because king is equal to the Lord. They never look at the king as ordinary person. That is why Bhagavan has taken that the extraordinary human being among kings, among human beings is the king. I am that, the ruler, the one who is protecting ruler. Okay, non-protecting rulers, I am not. Bhagavan, you have to understand. A president or prime minister, if they are not protecting the people, they are not the rulers, real rulers. Bhagavan goes to that person who is the real protector. Bhagavan is in him only, who is always thinking about people's welfare. People's welfare. Our politicians, God only knows. Okay. Next shloka, 28.
ஆயுதானாமஹம் வஜ்ரம் தேனூனாமஸ்மி காமதுகு ப்ரஜனஶ்சாஸ்மி கந்தர்பஃ சர்பாணாமஸ்மி வாசுகிஃ
அஹம் ஆயுதானாம் வஜ்ரம் அஸ்மி. Among the weapons, ஆயுதானாம், among the weapons, ஆயுதானாம், what weapon I am? வஜ்ரம், இந்திராயுதம். வஜ்ரம் I am, thunder bolt அர்த்தம் வஜ்ரம். This ஆயுதம் is not ordinary வஜ்ரம். This is made out of Dadhichi Muni's backbone. Dadhichi Muni, to kill Vritrasura, some Rakshasa, ordinary weapons are useless. You require a powerful weapon which is made out of tapas. Tapo balam brahmatejaha. So Dadhichi Muni was doing tapas. They asked, you are a great tapasvi. Your backbone I need, Indra asked him. Then, yes, I am ready to give, he said. For the sake of whole world, to kill that Rakshasa, that Rishi, that's why Tyagam ke Dadhichi is the example. To sacrifice his own backbone, that thunderbolt, Vajram, I am among them. They say, Kshatriya has got Shastrabalam, Brahmana has got tapobalam. Kshatriya has got, Vashishta has got tapobalam. Vishwamitra has got kshatrabalam. Kshatrabalam means what? Shastrabalam. Weapons. But Brahmanas, they have got tapobalam. It is equal, as equal to more than that also. Really speaking, nuclear bombs. Thousands of nuclear bombs you put one place, Brahmana tapobalam is like that. Even one thunder, you know, lightning. When lightning comes, how much power is there, you know? One lightning, if you tap that electricity from that, they say it can give electricity for the entire universe for 2000 years. And the electricity irukuma oru lightning la. But unfortunately, we cannot tap electricity from that thunder, the lightning. One lightning la avval electricity irukum. So much electricity gives. If we can tap that, power cut problem won't be there. Unfortunately, human brain is not sufficient to tap that electricity, to bring to that earth, very difficult. But it comes and goes down without any use. Imagine what to talk of this Vajrayudham, how powerful it is. It is equal to nuclear bombs in earth. Tapas is always powerful than Shastram. Understand? Therefore, we don't want to conquer the world with Shastrams, nuclear bombs. We want to conquer the world with Tapobalam. Conquer means not killing the people, innocent school children, Nigeria. Innocent school children, number of students were killed. Have you heard the news? They're killing, that is conquering the world. Wrong way of conquering. No, that's not conquering. They are destroying. Our dharma says conquer the heart of the people. That is the way you have to conquer. Not by destroying or killing, showing gun in one hand, sword in one hand. And this is not the way to conquer. With love, affection, you have to teach the values, dharma to them and conquer them. That's the way our rishis conquered the entire universe. Our rishis conquered the entire universe. Till today also we are following the same methods. But they are taking it as advantage. Some people, they are the only losers. Tapobalam is always powerful. Aham ayudhanam vajram asmi. Then Dhenunam kamadhenuhu ahamasmi. This is the one which has come from again from the Amrita Madhana time. It has come. Kshirasam Samudram, it has come. Among cows, Dhenu is also Ukaranta Strilingaha, Dhenu Shabdaha, Shashti Bahuvachanam. Dhenunam kamadhuhu, kamam kamam dogdhi iti kamadhuku. Wish yielder nartham. Wish yielder, kama means a desire, your wish, your icha, whatever you have, you can milk it, means from that you can. Symbolically it is said, what it means, your mind itself is a kamadh. This is philosophical application. Adella symbolic kadai. Okay, kamadh na nama kamadhenu. Madras Lyricalio shop, whatever you want, you will get it there. And the Ratna stores will all be there. Everything is there. You need not go to other shops. Saravana, Ratna stores, all they keep. If you go enter into one shop, you need not go to second shop. That is the way they are keeping. But you can't come out easily. But our kamadhu, what we are talking, is mentally, your mind itself is like a wish-yielding cow. Whatever you wish, satsankalpa will be fulfilled. Satsankalpa, if you have your mind, whatever you desire, it will come true one day or other. There is no doubt in that. Because your mind has got such a power, infinite potential power mind has got. We do not know how much power we are having. If you have that tapashakti, if you have manonigraha, indriya nigraha, and your mind is very much focused, if you are devoted to the Lord, your mind, my goodness, it gives everything, whatever you want. We never trust, but Shastra says this is true. Satyakamaha, Satyasankalpaha, that desires will come true. Kamadenuhu, Ahamasmi. Then, Prajananaha, Kandarpaha, Asmi. Kandarpaha means Manmadha. Prajananaha, Kandarpaha, Asmi. Kandarpaha means here, Kama. Manmadha represents a Kama, Ichha Shakti. Kama. Ichha, Shakti or desire. Desire is very important for creativity. Desire by itself is not evil or wrong. But what desire you have is important. If it is legitimate, dharmic, moderate desire, you can fulfill that desire, Shastra permits. That's why Lord Krishna said, Dharma viruddha kamaha ahamasmi he bharatarshabha. Dharma aviruddha kama means that kama desire which is righteous, I am that desire, Bhagavan said. Therefore, here we can take our ichha shakti is called kamaha, desire. Desire alone is not sufficient. Kriya shakti and jnana shakti also important. If kriya shakti, jnana shakti are not there, kevala ichha shakti no use. I desire, but I don't attend the class. Kriya Shakti is not there. I don't put effort to go to the class. It's called Kriya Shakti. I want Swamini, I like to attend your class. I like your speech. Then what? But Kriya Shakti lopam. Mantra lope, tantra lope, kriya lope. Kriya lope, ichha shakti is useless. Similarly, jnana shakti also useless. I want to get moksha, I want to get jnana. But kriya sunyam, ichha is there. Moksha I want to get, how it will come? Jnana shakti has to be activated. See, one kandarpa, how much we have to learn more in the next class.
Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. ஹரி ஓம்.